telling you.
Zevi Zupnik, you're late again.
I'm sorry, Rebbe. I couldn't help it.
And why not?
Because I ran past the Yeshiva building and couldn't stop.
You did what?
I ran past the Yeshiva building. I really wanted to stop, but my feet kept on going.
Your feet kept on going? Your feet have a mind of their own?
Oh, well, you see, Rebbe, when I wear my special yarmulke, my feet get out of control and do what they want. And I can't defeat them.
Well, we know that doing a mitzvah has a good effect on the whole body. But that a yarmulke should affect your feet? This I never heard of. Go to your seat for now, Zevi Zupnik. I'll talk to you later.
Oh, thank you, Rebbe. Thank you so much.
Zevi Zupnik?
Yes, Rebbe.
Don't let your feet walk out the window, please.
Oh, yes, Rebbe. I certainly will. No, Rebbe. I certainly won't. I'll try not to.
Never mind, Zevi Zupnik. I know what you mean. Just go sit down and relax in your seat. Now, I'm giving out these homework sheets with 25 questions on them. For the next 15 minutes, you can work on them in class. All right? Begin now.
Rebbe, I'm finished.
You, Zevi? Finished in 3 minutes? How's it possible? Hand in your paper. Let me see. All the questions are answered correctly. Zevi Zupnik, here's your homework paper. You get 125. Boys, sit quietly in your seat. I must go to the office to discuss this with the principal. Continue to answer the questions. I'll give you extra credit if you do them all by yourself without looking in anyone else's paper.
Zevi, can you help me with question 5? I can't figure it out. Right here, this one. Just this one.
Well, I don't know. I can't really.
Zevi, please help me with question 11. It's impossible. It's an atom bomb. Let me just see your paper for a second.
I'm not sure if I can give away my paper.
Hey, Zevi, let me just see what you wrote for question 20. Only 20, nothing else. I promise I'll be your best friend for the next 2 years. At least till next week.
But I can't give away the...
Can you give me this or no? I want 20.
I want this. Give me the 6 there.
No, I want the 7 verse next. No, please.
Oh, Zevi. Please, please, just to me, Mamish, for a split second.
No, wait. I can't just. Please, stop. You'll tear the whole thing. Please. Here it's mine. I got it. No, I want it. No, I want to see it. No, you're crumbling it. You're tearing it. Please, don't ruin it. Watch it! Oh no! You tore it in half!
Please, Zevi, let me have the first half!
No, and the second half!
I want the third!
No,
the ninth!
And what's this? A whole asifa by Zevi Zupnik's desk? And this is how you save your homework? In 4 crumpled pieces?
But, Rebbe, it really wasn't my fault! I was just minding my own business.
I'm sorry. There's no excuse for this. Wait in the hall until I call the principal. Then we'll decide what is the appropriate punishment. All right. Everyone, meanwhile, go to recess. We'll deal with you later, Zevi Zupnik.
Please. Who's in my team? I'm on my own team.
Please.
I'm on my own team.
Come on, Zevi. You're on my team in the punch bowl game. Say, where'd you know all those answers from? Was it really that off-the-wall yarmulke that did it?
Well, yes, but I'm really not supposed to tell anyone.
You mean it's a real magic yarmulke like on the tape? How in the world did you get it? You are so lucky to have one.
Well, I guess I am. At least I thought I was. But lately, I'm not really so sure.
Hey, Zevi, come on, let's go. There are 2 men on base and you're up.
Move up, boys. Zevi's going to hit his usual ground ball at the third.
Okay, Magic Yarmulke, don't fail me now.
Look at that shot. Zevi knocked the ball way over everyone's head.
It's going, going, gone, way over the outfield fence, way over those trees.
It's going across the street. No one's ever hit a ball so far. Oh, no, it's headed into the window of that house.